the good, sometimes the bad, sometimes the ugly, but mostly with the good stuff. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta is not. We do not have any deals today from the Queen of Cheap. However,
oh, no.
You can, well, there are, it's not any new ones, but there are the ones that we had, the Progressive Soup. Progressive.
Or Progresso. President Obama.
The progressive soup is over on MSNBC. That's a, you know, I have talk soup on E. They have
on
progressive
E-L-A,
soup
yeah.
over on MSNBC. Anyway, so we have a lot of things going on Monday, as usual. There are a couple of things in the sort of not so good. I feel like I need to get off of my chest.
Uh-oh, so here we go.
The first one has to do with Afghanistan and the remark made by President Hamid Karzai. If the U.S. and Pakistan ever went to war, he said, we'd be on the side of Pakistan. So my question after that, the good news is that all the Iraqi, there are 40,000 troops in Iraq and they'll be home by Christmas. Every last one of them. And you see at the airport, I was sort of waxing philosophical because I've been at that airport in Baghdad, and they have all of our MRAPs and Humvees and all the equipment. There were thousands and thousands. If you think we've made an investment of tens of trillions of dollars, look at the stuff that we're bringing home or we're taking out. I don't know where they're bringing the stuff, but they're getting it ready. They're in staging areas.
They're not bringing it home.
Taking it, well.
We're taking it to Africa. And
well, I don't know. I mean, we only have 100 troops in Africa, so let's hope. But that's a whole different discussion, Richie, about how we seem to be so eager to go to war.
One of my buddies just got sent there.
To Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I thought we only had 100 people.
He must be one of the 100.
Lucky guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's this guy who we basically have helped in every way except buy the guy new underwear. Hamid Karzai wouldn't be there if it weren't for us. So we saved supposedly his country. I don't know that we saved it from anything because the Taliban is still there and Al-Qaeda is still there. And everybody's now wondering, what the heck have we done? Why have we been there? It's more, I don't want to get into the political aspects of it. It made a lot of sense to go do what we were doing, and then we disappeared and went to Iraq to do something that made no sense, and then we went back to Afghanistan after all of what we were trying to deal with as a problem wasn't fixed, but they were all gone. The Al-Qaeda haven't been in Afghanistan. They went to Pakistan. Our friends in Pakistan are helping us out over there. So Karzai says in an interview over the weekend that if we're ever going to come to blows, which we aren't, because they're going to go to war with Pakistan. They're going to go to war with Pakistan. You just go in, and if there are more Al-Qaeda, you go shoot them. You think they're going to come after us?
No.
No, of course not. But just the fact this guy says that if there's a war between U.S. and Pakistan, after we've spent all this money and all of these men and women have died trying to help these people.
But he's done things like this in the past kind of stuck. Between pleasing us, who basically props him up and saves his butt, and pleasing his citizen.
Yeah, his people.
Yeah, who can't stand us, and so he has to pretend like
he's
firing
back. So then why are we there? If they can't stand us, we're doing things that supposedly we're in the best
position. Because if we're not there, it gets out of control, and it becomes a terrorist
camp.
No, but
why don't they know that? Why don't they know that?
They know that.
Oh, so then why don't they like us?
The people there?
Yeah.
Because they don't care. They don't care if they have terrorists bombing
the
us.
The Iraqis are very eager for us to get out of there.
Sure.
That's one of the, let's go. Get them out.
Well,
move
they're, ready
them
out. To, they're ready to run their own country. And
yeah.
Their own country.
Well, good for them. The fact that we were there, I made the statement after I went over there, we needed to be there. We didn't need to be there to begin with, but we made such a mess of the place, we needed to be there to help them sort of put it back together again.
Well, and hopefully in 10 years we'll look back and then Iraq will be a nice, thriving democracy, and we'll go, you know what? It paid off in the long run.
In the long run. Hopefully. Well, that's a good optimistic way of looking at it.
That's
Thank you. Yeah. Good. All right.
Guy.
Now, other than the normal Queen of Cheap material that we have in this hour, I'm looking at traditions. Jennifer Horn talks about television. And maybe we'll spend some time on this Steve Jobs interview. It wasn't an interview. It was a revelation last night when Walter Isaacson,
his biographer,
Walter Isaacson, was asked to write a biography of Steve Jobs when he was already gravely ill. Mm-hmm. And he said, write an honest book about his feelings, his failings, his strengths, his weaknesses.
It was fascinating.
Yeah. They hear him talk about Bill Gates and the people, Zuckerberg, that sort of thing. It's all part of the book. And the first interview, I think there are a couple of them scheduled for 60 Minutes. First one was on last night. And it is. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Isaacson told Steve Croft that Jobs finally had the surgery in Memphis. It was done in great secrecy because they asked him, you know, asked Isaacson, he was wasting away. Why didn't he have the operation? And so there are other things.
He could have, when they told him about the tumor, it was small enough they could have operated it and gotten the whole thing out. And he tried to deal with it holistically because that's who he was.
Yeah.
And then by the time he realized he couldn't get ahead of it and had the operation, it was too late. Yeah. It had spread already.
Right. Yep. That's a good argument for blending medicine. Homeopathic medicine works well. When you have to have a knife handy by and there's something that needs to be dealt with, that way you got to do it.
But the interesting thing about it was he wasn't the saint that everybody makes him out to be, and he wanted everybody to know the real Steve Jobs.
Yeah, the real.
It was a fascinating story.
Right. Nobody is a saint.
No.
Not at all. But he and his colleagues at Apple have really done things that are great in terms of American business, great in terms of technology.
You know what you would be
great
fascinated
helps
with
for a lot of people. Yes,
he just—he's a lot like you in that he bucked the system. Mm-hmm. He didn't like authority, and he didn't think any rules applied to him.
Yeah.
So much like you started a syndicated morning show where everybody laughed at you because there's no way that you can go up, you know, with a syndicated morning show and be successful. He just said, I'm going to create this.
Yep.
And everybody would be like, "What? How do you think that you can?" He would just do anything he wanted to do because he didn't think rules applied to him, and boom.
I believe the expression is, where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. And he bubbled it up. Yeah. Good for him. So there are a lot of stories about it online here and there. Jennifer can give us a little more detail and also talk about what's on television. That's in the next half hour of Good Day. Later here, I want to take some time with the post office. There's a posting at DougStephan.com about the new way the post office has of dealing with their financial problems that you may or may not have heard at this point. It certainly is worth a few minutes of our time because we all know what an inspiration the Postal Department is here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, speaking of inspiration, the equivalent of Steve Jobs in that technical field, maybe David Pollack in the beauty field. He has been a creator working for some of the big companies. He came up with all kinds of ideas for the brand names that you all know you associate with beauty products. So he decided he'd go out and get somebody back him, and he decided he'd go out on his own. And so he started this outfit called Organic Attitude, and the first product is Fountain of Youth. Fountain of Youth uses clinically proven technology, will increase skin hydration by 90%. The perfect thing for your face. You see all these ads on television. I was watching one last night. The women, mostly women, there are very few men that are in these things. You know their faces have been somehow or other enhanced or fixed by the technology that's available to make faces or whatever look perfect. But I will tell you, you're not going to get perfection out of using Fountain of Youth, but you will get a realistic treatment that reduces your wrinkles by 63%. And I think many of you, if you're in your 30s and beyond, are ready for that, right? It's a basic bottom line peptide that works as the serum. The Fountain of Youth is a serum, not greasy, it's not oily, it's not smelly.
No, not at all.
It just goes to work. It's an anti-aging molecule that's in this, a peptide that hydrates your skin, and it gets to the wrinkles, and you keep using it, and it diminishes them. It's very simple. Want a free bottle? Why not? Go to organicattitude.com, use the radio code GOODDAY, and ask for your free bottle of Fountain of Youth. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. Get it. Get started with it. You'll keep using it. I guarantee it. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Visibly reducing wrinkles, increasing skin hydration, boosting collagen. It is pure, it is safe, and it is simple to use. Again, Fountain of Youth, free bottle. Go to organicattitude.com and use the radio code GOODDAY.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
All right, let's get to our 2020 thought quiz. Ready for this?
Sure.
Mm-hmm, ready.
If four teenagers can eat 8 pizzas in 1 hour, how many pizzas will 6 teenagers eat in 2 hours?
Oh, great. There's right math.
800-510-8255 for the swell prize. If four teenagers can eat 8 pizzas in 1 hour, how many pizzas will 6 teenagers eat in 2 hours?
Got it?
Four teenagers eat 8 pizzas, 1 hour. So how many pizzas do 6 teenagers eat in 2 hours? 800-510-8255. The right answer is not, huh?
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus,
every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
To a version of this song. This one is done by country music legend Loretta Lynn. Crank it up, Richie.
When you take, you gotta give, so live, let live, or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon.
That's the kind of country I like. This is great. Yeah,
I just realized.
What's that?
I didn't know that this was Crystal Gayle's sister.
Loretta Lynn?
Yeah.
Crystal Gayle. Which is which? Is Loretta Lynn Crystal Gayle's sister? Or is Crystal Gayle Loretta Lynn's sister?
Oh, Dougie, it's all the same.
Who's the more important of the two?
For purposes of this story,
Loretta Lynn has been hospitalized with pneumonia. She lives in Ashland, Kentucky. She was supposed to be on stage on Saturday night and didn't get there. She's 76 years old. If you go to her website, they confirmed the cancellation. She was supposed to be in Durham, North Carolina also this weekend. Doctors have diagnosed her at the beginning stages of pneumonia. She needs a rest. She's well, disappointed that she couldn't be in these places. She's performing pretty much every month at this age. A lot of the performers love to go around. They don't need the money, but they love the adoration and praise. It's something they feed on. That's not a bad thing. She had knee replacement surgery last summer. Canceled some of her dates over the summer. And she has been treated for heat exhaustion and dehydration as well over the past 3 or 4 months. So, Loretta Lynn, hospitalized with pneumonia. But hold a good thought for her. Powerful medicine. Powerful medicine. You all know how holding a good thought is very important. Oh, but Richie Cranky, this is such a great song. I beg your pardon. Never promised you a rose garden, Richie. Never, ever.
Never got it either.
No, right. True to form. Things are working fine.
Sticking rose is all I asked for.
26 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Our question, the 2020 quiz question, has to do with a mathematical problem.
I got it, too.
If four teenagers, yeah, that's because you answered the phone.
No. Then I backtracked it and figured the problem out.
If four teenagers can eat 8 pizzas in 1 hour, four teenagers, that means that they each eat 2 pizzas an hour, right?
Correct.
Is that right?
That's the basis for the
How many
solution.
Pizzas will 6 teenagers eat in 2 hours? Christian calls from Florida to Good Day. Hi.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Well, sir. And you?
Excellent, excellent.
Good.
Yeah, I called in, and the answer is 24. And the way I figured it out was exactly the way that you started out, is you try to figure out how many pizzas per teenager per hour, and then extrapolate from there.
All right, so then let's go further.
So not
further.
Only did he give you an answer, Doug, he actually showed you his work like they do in high school.
Yes, right. He went up to the chalkboard and put it on the board.
Good boy, Christian.
Yeah, very good. So, but let's just talk it through. So
okay, sure.
8 pizzas in 1 hour by 4 is 2. So then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's two pizzas per teenager per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have 6 teenagers at 2 pizzas per hour, then that's giving us 12 pizzas per hour for the aggregate group.
Right.
And then for 2 hours, 12 times 2.
Perfect.
That brings us to...
What do you do for a living, Christian?
I'm an accountant.
Either that or a math teacher, one or the other. All right, stand by. We'll give you a swell prize. Thank you. Hold on. 28... After the hour and good day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Here we go. Cod liver oil. Smells like fried cat puke. Won't bother me. Lost my sense of smell in the chem lab explosion years ago.
Birdwatchers Steve Martin and Owen Wilson face the great outdoors in the big year. The two and co-star Jack Black went all the way to the Yukon, and director David Frankel told me they loved it.
That was a treat for all of them. They're all fans of each other's, and they got along famously, and they're really funny. I mean, as funny as they are on screen, they were just as funny off screen.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Ryan Reynolds lights up the screen in Green Lantern. Recess is over for Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. Selena Gomez and Leighton Meester are a sure bet in Monte Carlo. And Demian Bashir seeks a better life. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Yes, you have begun another amazing day, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Posse.
Yes.
Jennifer Horn. She's in charge. She's on the first horse. Yep. Richie's on the second one.
I'm bringing up
I'm
the
on
rear.
A donkey.
You're the caboose.
No, I'm on the donkey.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, thank you very much. Muammar Gaddafi secretly salted away $200 billion.
Wow. Mm.
In bank accounts, real estate, and corporate investments around the world, $200 billion.
Who's getting all that money right now?
$30,000 for every Libyan citizen, and about twice the amount most of the Western governments thought he had put away. What's his face in Egypt?
Mubarak.
Mubarak put away $80 billion, and now it's being
all extra. I want is a billion. Hey, I'm not greedy.
What would you do? $1 billion. How do you get away with
take over to get my billion?
How completely asleep do people have to be? There's no news media. This shows you how one person
not asleep.
Of course they're asleep. They can't do their job, or they aren't allowed to do their job. So they're
right.
There's no, you know, this whole business of the new media and being in touch on Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing.
You can't. Yeah.
Brings this. People start asking questions. All these people unemployed. They have a 34% unemployment in Libya. So where's all the money going? They have more oil than any other country in the world, I think, save three. So if there's that oil and 34% of the people are out of work, where's the money going? How does he manage to get it filtered back to him unless he has been corrupted by the big oil companies? How do you do it otherwise? How do you funnel that kind of, I can't funnel 50 cents before somebody knows it. By the way, it's kind of interesting. I had a project. Stuart had me find out there was a question. I don't know who asked it about how many times I flew. There's a related story here. I decided I would experiment. Remember, I said on Thursday I didn't feel well. I didn't feel great. My stomach was upset.
Right.
And I thought it was because I'd had two cookies on the plane the night before.
You said that, yes.
So I decided to try that experiment again by having two more cookies last night.
See if you feel bad again. See how to work out.
Yeah, I felt great. So what's the cookies?
Good, good.
Cookies won't
good
make
to know.
You sick. Unless so, you have like a whole bag of them.
How many times, the question was, how many times do you think I've been back and forth across the country from Boston to Los Angeles since I started going there in the 90s?
Oh,
take a guess.
Millions.
Call it three times. Call it five times a year.
No, more. Well, it's actually more.
Than
but
that.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Between what year? What's the year?
1990. It was late 94 when I first started going there.
Okay, so we're looking at
2000, so 15, 16 years.
16 years. I'm going to make a guess of this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let me get out.
Where's Christian, the guy who answered the question?
Carry the one.
By the way, if you didn't hear the answer to the 2020 quiz question, the question was if four teenagers can eat eight pizzas in an hour, how many pizzas can six eat in 2 hours? The answer was 24.
My guess is 84 times, Doug.
149.
Wow.
How many times a year were you averaging?
I was doing six.
Yeah. More.
Oh, no, you six, five. I can't remember.
That's just interesting. I was thinking about it as I got how things have changed a little bit in the years going back
LA
and forth.
That's just your L.A. to Boston route.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like a lot. At any rate, Richie, let's hit the, before we get to Jennifer and her television report, Roberta and I are here today.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Jennifer.
Ding dong.
Now is your mail today.
All right, well, you may recall last Friday we had some fun with the speed trap story. Coming to realize that speed traps, when they're set by law enforcement folks to get you, they're not really there to try to make the road safer. They're there to collect dough. So there was a story about people who are flashing their headlights. And there was one place in Florida where 2,900 motorists got tickets in a couple of years for flashing their headlights at other drivers to warn them of the speed trap.
Right.
The police didn't like it. They issued tickets.
For what? What was
the
offense?
The offense was obstructing justice.
No.
Right? That's it. No. So a Florida attorney filed a class action lawsuit against the county sheriff's office alleging the tickets were wrongfully issued. And last Monday, the sheriff's office was standing fast and defending their policy, but the office has reversed direction at the end of the week because the state attorney said, you have not a leg to stand on. So we were sort of chuckling about this. Listener Darla Bernot said, Doug, I was listening when you were talking about flashing your lights to warn other drivers about a policeman. You asked how do the police know if they're behind you that you've flashed your lights. And she said, they'll be looking at your brake lights. So that is the connection. I mean, not the brake lights, to the tail lights, which are not as bright as the brake lights. So that's the key. I don't know how they could. I don't understand how they can stand on that. I mean, there are a lot of different reasons that you might use your. A lot of people just drive with their headlights on all the time.
Yeah, and how do they know what my intent was when I was flashing the headlights?
That's the way they lost, Richie. That's how they lost, because they don't know what the intent
is. And I hit the thing.
What if I was just saying, hey, be careful up there. A lot of people are stopping, so you might want to just slow down and take it easy. Or what if I was saying, you have a headlight out?
Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
You have no idea what my intent was when I was flashing.
The court judge said that the court was not convinced the drivers are precluded from signaling their fellow travelers, officers are nearby, by turning their headlights off or similarly signaling with their high beams. The judge said, one does wonder in passing if the driver would have been ticketed if he had been signaling other drivers to be cautious because of the presence of a warm puppy or a kindly grandmother using a walker to cross the street, which is basically what Richie just said.
Here's what I would say if I were called into court on that one.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I was simply warning oncoming traffic that people were slamming on their brakes because of the speed trap, and it was a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McFadden, you expect me to believe that?
Yeah. Your Honor, had you seen the flat spots
you
of
are
all
under
of the tires of all of the kinds, be the God's honest truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, she also talked about dogs that obey commands in other languages. Police dogs learn basic commands like come, sit, stay in German, because they're German shepherds. So that if anybody else other than the policeman or woman tries to tell the dog to sit or stay, the dog will not obey because he doesn't understand the words in English. Huh. Darla Bruno lives in Ford City, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Darla. Listens to our affiliate, WTYM, AM 1380. All right, so we got that taken care of. Bill Madden, who listens to us on WNBF, writes, I wish I could say I came up with this idea for a radio program, but I didn't. You've done it. Good going, Doug and the gang.
What idea is that, by the way?
Wow.
To hopefully help.
Put a bunch of misfits together. Yeah. Let them chat for a few hours
well,
a day.
Exactly. That's it. All right. Let's see here. Dave Risden, who is an orchestra teacher at the Marshall School in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
Says, hi, Doug. I really enjoy your show. On my way to work in the morning, I heard a poem that you read. And he's trying to find it on the website, and he couldn't seem to find it. You know, that's one of our shortcomings. Honestly, I will admit to us having some shortcomings.
Putting everything that you spew out of your mouth on the website to
we
make
don't
it just
do
one
a good
big
job.
Cluttered piece of junk.
Yeah. Excuse me? I just, I'm not sure.
Not that he's like, you know, up in arms or anything. Such a rich.
A lot of people.
Here's where Doug asks that every single word he ever spews gets put on the website so people can find it at some point during the course
of somebody's
his lifetime.
Found to, if I was smart, I'd say you can get more of that at
right.
DougStefan.com.
Sure.
For example,
stories,
we do
yes.
interviews with people.
Yes.
We might not do the whole, excuse me, the whole interview. You hear the whole interview at DougStefan.com. A part of it would be aired on the radio program.
Sure.
That was if we were smart. I don't know how smart we are, though. Anyway, Dave says, thanks so much for your time and keep up the good work.
Hey, cool. Thanks, Dave.
Here's a Dirk from El Paso. Who writes, hello, Doug, I want to let you... Huh, what?
I love the name Dirk.
Dirk, why?
I don't know, it's just Dirk Diggler-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this fellow has, as a public service, come up with some ideas for you to save money on your gasoline. Let's see here. He says that the best idea is to substitute water for gas.
Okay.
That's you, all right, sir. And he sends
how
us...
How do we do that?
Go to waterforgas.com. Water, the number four, gas, all one phrase, waterforgas.com. Check it out and follow this guy. Apparently, there's a lot of videos at YouTube, Richie, which show how this fellow has come on. I think we talked. This was something we did talk about.
I don't remember this.
No, water for gas. If somebody came up with a way of running an engine on water. Don't you remember that?
Yeah. Okay, I do now.
All right, so there you can check it out. Waterforgas.com. Speaking of gas...
A person will get taken out by Chavez Citgo. Right.
Chavez says, by the way, that Muammar Gaddafi is a martyr. That's something we all are happy to hear. Yeah, right. 16 before the hour, Jennifer will not be passing any gas. She's going to pass along some important television information, including the status of Regis Philbin, coming right up here on Good Day.
You don't know that.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Herman Cain is gaining a lot of support with his 999 plan. You know, the big problem for Herman Cain is the hidden nine that's up his sleeve that nobody is talking about. It is not a 999 plan. It is really a 9999 plan. The fourth nine is a 9% payroll tax. Herman Cain is claiming that his plan eliminates the 15.4% payroll tax. It doesn't eliminate it. It merely replaces it with a 9% payroll tax. And so the reality is a lot of people are going to get tax increases under the Herman Cain plan that think they're getting tax cuts. And the problem is when that fourth nine falls from Herman Cain's sleeve and lands face up on the table, I'm afraid a lot of his opponents are going to accuse Mr. Kane of cheating. Get more at ShiftRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Here we go. Cod liver oil. Smells like fried cat puke. Won't bother me. Lost my sense of smell in the chem lab explosion years ago.
Birdwatchers Steve Martin and Owen Wilson face the great outdoors in The Big Year. The two and co-star Jack Black went all the way to the Yukon, and director David Frankel told me they loved it.
That was a treat for all of them. They're all fans of each other's, and they got along famously, and they're really funny. I mean, as funny as they were on screen, they were just as funny off screen.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on movies on demand on cable this week. Ryan Reynolds lights up the screen in Green Lantern. Recess is over for Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. Selena Gomez and Leighton Meester are a sure bet in Monte Carlo. And Demian Bashir seeks a better life. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some ideas for alternative Halloween treats. You can check those out at Doug Steffen.
Popcorn balls.
What?
Popcorn balls. That's what all the weird people in my neighborhood used to give out.
Popcorn balls?
Yeah, they were homemade, and it just, it was shady. You were just thinking, ew, somebody, there's like a toenail in here somewhere.
All right.
There's a new one.
Hey, well, maybe. I'm not sure he's listed that.
Balls.
But at any rate, you can check the alternative Halloween treat idea out in the Better Living box. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, passes that along courtesy of DougSteffen.com. Now, time for an update on what's going on television-wise, the Reege story of why he really is leaving.
Apparently he was bumped out, according to news stories. He said that he was asked to leave the show, that he would not be renewed. Is that the story that you saw, Debbie?
That's the story. He didn't want to leave. He was forced out.
I just think it's a bad idea.
80 years old, age discrimination. He ought to sue ABC for age discrimination.
Gentlemen, I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
But if this is true, what a gentleman that he stuck around for so long till November to give them the rest of the time. If someone told me I was too old or, you know, they didn't want me, I'd say, all right, well, I'm out.
You think I want to sit at home?
I would. All right, you know, keep paying me. Come on.
Right. Keep paying.
All right, so lots of casting news. Aisha Tyler, I don't know if you remember her, but she was the actress that was the first black star on Friends. She joined the cast later, probably in the last two seasons of the show. She's been named the new co-host of The Talk. You know, Leah Remini and Holly Robinson Pete were asked to leave, so now Aisha Tyler is joining.
I remember her.
Susan Lucci, All My Children's Erica Kane, has her first role since leaving the soap opera, and of course everybody left the soap opera because it's gone. She's joining the cast of Lifetime's Army Wives, which is a good show. It stars Kim Delaney, who I hear is having a little battle with the old alcohol, so good luck to her.
She has had problems. She's had problems with alcohol. She was on the NYPD, and remember there were rumors about that.
Right.
She actually got her start in All My Children, which is ironic that now Susan Lucci's back there with her. Now, if you remember the Man in Black from the last season of ABC's Lost, he played a really good bad guy. His name is Titus Welliver. He's joining the cast of CSI to play, guess what? Oh, yeah, another bad guy.
Bad guys. I show
and
it's
Ronnie,
on.
Ronnie from Jersey Shore is joining TNA Wrestling. I know you needed to get that one in. Tonight, Dancing with the Stars and Castle are the big ones I will be watching.
Hawaii 5-0 is on, too, at the same time.
You can watch that on
the closer,
CBS.
Back and forth. 51 after on Good Day.
If If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
All right, it's 53 after the hour now. Today's Derek Stefan Good Day program. A little gossip is good for the soul, right, Jennifer?
That is what I have on my car, actually. A little gossip is good for the soul, yes.
That's it. Okay, so one of the great sources of gossip is the television program The View. They have a lot of varied conversations about
your favorite.
Lots of things. I happen to like the program for a number of reasons. Here, the ladies talked about a woman who is suing one of our big airlines. this is one of those really silly stories. Listen.
There's a lady who is suing Continental Airlines for extreme turbulence. Wait now. I understand this. Now, she claims that they had no business taking off when the weather called for tornadoes and storms and scheduled a 20-minute flight, which wound up being 2 hours. Wow. A hell ride that left her too traumatized to get back on a plane. I have drugs for you, I'm just telling you.
But, you know, it is my understanding that the pilot can fly above the turbulence. Why don't they do that?
Because they can't always fly above it because you can't see it. You don't know where it is.
You can feel it once you go, up now.
But most planes fly at 42, 43,000. If the turbulence, if the disruption is larger than that, going up is not going to help.
I don't think they warn you about turbulence either. No, some people, I don't say we might encounter some turbulence. I spend the whole 40 minutes waiting for this turbulence, worrying about the turbulence. I don't like turbulence.
What they do talk to other pilots. And other pilots will say, you know, it's very turbulent over here. See if you can rise up a little bit. Right. But sometimes you can go lower, you go higher. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I know, man.
I think Whoopi's your new girlfriend, Doug.
Right?
Let's get into the reality.
Wow, listen to Whoopi being a little.
She's kinder, but not quite there.
I bet she's probably studied this because she is deathly afraid of flying. When she says she has drugs, she had to get them because she used to make people drive her across country. Like, she would never get into a plane.
Take a bus, train.
She'd take a bus across country. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what happens, the reality is that most commercial planes do fly between 35,000 and 42,000 if they are a certain size. The small regional jets do not fly. If they're a turbo, they're not going to get to that height. So a lot of the 20-minute flight isn't going to be a regional jet. It's going to be a turbo plane.
Yeah, she's on one of those little tiny props.
Right.
Yeah.
And Continental Express has, like all the other airlines, they have smaller planes, and they are subject to this problem. That you get booted around like a tin can. The smaller the plane, the more you're going to get booted around. And, yeah, taking off in the weather is remember last, was it last year? I think it was last winter or the winter before, plane that crashed in Buffalo. The two kids, and they were kids who were flying the plane, didn't know what to do in the severe weather. They were completely dumbfounded, and so they handled it completely wrong, and they crashed and killed everybody on the plane. They had no business being flying a plane in a snowstorm anyway, because they didn't have the experience. Neither one of them did. There is that to consider. But most of the time, yeah, the pilots don't want to put themselves in danger any more than anybody else. And the more seasoned pilots you see making the more intelligent decisions. So, yeah, Whoopi was kind of on to that. But imagine, you know, they thought it was funny at first, but maybe not so funny after you dig into it. 58 past the hour on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales. And you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.